Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right back to the lines. Randy of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randy of Madison?
Good morning, Matt. You see the bounce back and forth between Lenin and Stalin about that count the vote quote. And either way, you would be supporting the right wing every time you say it. The reason I called is that I have sort of a personal take on things. I've worked at polling places for quite a while, quite a few elections, and some of the biggies and some very, very small primary elections. And the election officials I've worked with in Dane County, I won't name any names, are just some of the best people and the most dedicated people I know. And the people in the Republicans are trying to make them look like the demons from hell, exactly the way that in the last 4 years, everybody who's a Democrat is, you know, had this cartoon image of things. But I guess the trouble I have is that now, you know, people I know, people that are honorable, are honest as the day is long, and have a good sense of humor about their work. They're being accused of deliberately throwing an election, destroying ballots, and doing whatever, and that is such crap. I just wish we could find a way to really hit back about that.
Yeah, that is, you know, that's a powerful personal testimony and well said. And I echo it. And from my own personal experience, not just observing my own poll workers, my mom was a poll worker. She was the assistant postmaster up in Adel, Wisconsin. I don't know if you know where that is. It's very near Random Lake. It's in Sheboygan County on the line with Washington County. And everybody up there, all those ladies and the guys that tend to be older gentlemen, older ladies, they are honest as the day is long. They take it very, very seriously. This is a fraud. What the Republican Party doing is a fraud. And they do it with a wink and a nod and obliquely. And they say, well, we're not saying there's anything wrong. We better look around. When you have a former police officer, a very big guy, you know, he's carrying a gun. He has a badge, walking in and saying, we want to see, even if he says, we want to see if there's anything wrong. That startles people. That's not American. That's not American. A police presence at the polls is not American. A police presence coming after the polls later is not American. It has an effect. Some of those ladies are not going to want to volunteer next time. It's unpleasant. It makes it uncomfortable. They're trying to make them uncomfortable. And it goes back to the 2000 election, where a bunch of these guys came from around the country, intimidated the old ladies counting the votes in Palm Beach and in Miami in that area. And that was when they said that Bush won by 500 and some odd votes. It turned out afterwards he hadn't even won the state at all. But these old ladies are there, and a guy comes in who's 220 pounds and he's 29 years old, and he pounds his hand on the desk and says, I want to see those ballots. You know, she's 90 pounds, she's 78 years old, and she gets intimidated and she stops counting. You know, that is what's going on. That is what is going on. And you can say it's by attrition. It just eats and eats and eats and eats. The only way to stop this is to throw Republicans out. But with a gerrymandered legislature, it's hard to, with the cracking and packing of the constituencies. And now you have fighting over redistricting. The two things I will say, number one is, we're tough people. If you understand what's going on, if you don't momentarily think that maybe there was something wrong. There's nothing wrong with what Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Hamilton, George Washington did. Nothing wrong with it at all. What's wrong is the Republican Party has caught cancer. That's what's wrong. Keep that in mind. Stay the course at the polls. Randy, thanks very much for a very powerful statement. We're going back to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Well, basically the same thing. The voter, the big lie, the amount of money being spent. And this last thing with Priebus is really, that's just frosting. I don't know if you can call it frosting on a cake, but it frosts me anyway. And you've reached the point where Tommy Thompson can't even get along with these guys. So I just get beside myself. We need fair elections in the state. And I don't know what else you can say here, Matt. It's just reached a point where I don't know who these people are anymore. If I say any more than that, I'll say the wrong things here. So it needs to stop at any rate. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks. And you make an excellent point. And just like Randy and everybody else who's called in and Bill and so on, the question is, what do we do now? We're free people. And you don't have that happen by accident. We're an oasis in history. The United States, which was the leader, you know, Western Europe, basically were all monarchies where people got abused. We led the way in the American Revolution. We were before even the French Revolution. Then the monarchies started to tumble. The only ones left are in England, basically the King of England, the Queen of England, and also up in Denmark. And they have them, I think, in Sweden and Norway and all that. But they're basically ceremonial. They're basically ceremonial. We invented democracy. It had been invented by the Greeks briefly, 2,300 years ago. They lost it. In Venice, about 800 years ago, they had it briefly. It got lost. We ain't losing it. Hey, I got news. We ain't losing it. And we're certainly not losing it to Priebus and Voss and Trump, okay? Or Ron Johnson. We ain't losing it to these people. And Gabelman and his guerrillas. Gabelman is the muscle. He got hired. He hires guerrillas and they go around. You're a free country. You do not have to be abused by the guerrillas. You do not have to be deferring to the guerrillas. The Democratic Party will bring suit to stop these subpoenas. And they should. They definitely should. And courts should quash the subpoenas. However, if they don't, if Milwaukee has to turn over its voting machines, that's going to cost Milwaukee millions of dollars, which we can't afford. We can't afford millions of dollars in Milwaukee. And they can't in Green Bay either. In Madison, they shouldn't either, or can't. So we quash them. It's going to come down to Brian Hagedorn. I mean, it's a 4-3 split Republican-Democrat on the Supreme Court right now. Hagedorn has stood tall in the Constitution. And the question is, here's an instance where he can show his devotion to the Constitution by simply saying, look, I'm Republican. I voted for whoever. You know, I don't care. But, you know, democracy is democracy. This thing has been recounted 3 times. And having Muscle and his guerrillas go in and scare poll workers around the state, no, I'm not going to put up with that. And they don't have to turn over their voting machines. And they don't get to grill and harass people. They don't get to do it. This is a democracy. You've got to protect a democracy. And they all understood that. Benjamin Franklin, he came out of the meeting and they said, what kind of government did you give us? He said, a republic, if you can keep it. By republic, meaning a democracy. If you can keep it, you got to keep it. Coming to the end of the show, great show, great callers, really appreciate it. Matt Flynn, direct, we're back same time, same place tomorrow. Great programming coming up. I'm not going to go through all of it because we're about to run out of time. But Matt Flynn, direct, back tomorrow. Keep it up. Keep calling in. Stand for our democracy. Matt Flynn, direct, signing off for today.